Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, one thing that kind of worries me is I've been told that I'm a workaholic, okay, because I always have to be doing something. And it has nothing to do with being hyper, okay? You could be hyper. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're a workaholic. Me, I have to always be working and doing something. All right. If I have any downtime, then I'm writing a medical article. Or I'm, I don't know, working in the garage. Or I'm doing something. But I just don't really like to sit and watch a movie or sit and play a game. I feel like I always have to work. Well, news came out in the medical headlines that for those of us that put in a lot of overtime or are workaholics, we are at much higher risk of stroke. And, you know, I don't really need to hear that, okay? Is it going to stop me? Is it going to change the way I, approach my work day? No, but maybe it should. Maybe all of us need to listen to this, okay? According to the British Medical Journal, The Lancet, they looked at an analysis of 17 studies. And it involved 530,000 men and women from Europe, the U.S., Australia. And researchers from the University of College London found that the more hours people work, the higher their risk of stroke is. Now, they already controlled out smoking, alcohol consumption, physical activity. And they said if you work between 41 and 48 hours a week, I wish that's vacation. Oh, my gosh. If I only had a 41-hour work week, I would that means I am on vacation. Had a 10% higher risk of stroke than those who worked a more normal schedule of 35 to 40 hours a week. Who works 35 to 40 hours a week? Do any of you guys have jobs where it's only 35 to 40 hours a week? I mean, I understand there's part-time jobs. I get there. I get that. But still, those working 49 to 54 hours had a 27% higher risk, and those working 55 or more hours had a 33% greater risk of stroke. So that's my category. Okay, that scares me. Can I just say something to all you researchers out there? If you don't want us to have a stroke, don't be giving us research numbers like this, okay, and data such as this, because now that just scares us even more, okay? I mean, I'm not going to change my work habits. I got to work. I do full-time radio, and I do a full-time medical office, and I'm a mom, okay? And I am my husband's lover, okay? That's full-time as it is. I got a lot of work, okay? They say long working hours are not a negligible occurrence, according to Urban Janlaer, a researcher from the Umea University in Sweden. Umea? I don't know. I don't speak Swedish. Wrote a commentary accompanying the study. She said, in many countries, a high percentage of workers put in more than 50 hours a week, which puts them at risk for devastating events like stroke and heart disease. So, are working hours an avoidable cause of stroke? None of us want to get a stroke. And my thinking is they're not looking at a hemorrhagic stroke where you pop a blood vessel. I think they're looking at a thrombotic stroke where you throw a clot. And why would that be? Well, you know, maybe stress hormones. Maybe it's an issue with our sugar and our insulin. Maybe it's an issue with our high blood pressure. But, you know, I mean, for me, not working kind of drives me crazy. Everybody always says, oh, that's baloney. You know, you not working is a stress. It is. It is. I feel better knowing I got everything done and I got everything tucked in and all my patients' labs are fine and all the reports are good, etc. So basically, they say if working long hours presents a danger to health, it should be possible to change them. Now, here is something, though, I don't know if you guys have been noticing, okay? We're having a lot of studies coming out talking about how dangerous it is for us to be glued to our desk or working long hours or not getting enough sleep or not enjoying life, et cetera. And that, you know, I need to say, I really do think we need to change our workday around a little bit. I don't think we take enough breaks. I really don't. Okay, I used to never need a break. Now that I'm in my 40s, I need it. Now, I remember when I first started radio in 2009, they said, okay, so, you know, we're going to be giving you breaks. They go, I don't need any breaks. I could talk the whole time. They're like, no, we need breaks. No, because we've got commercials. Trust me, you need a break. No, I don't need a break. Leave me alone. I do. I'm noticing the older I get, I really do. And you guys need a break. Imagine listening to me hour after hour after hour. You guys need a break, okay? I realize that. And even at work, you know, I really like the idea that 5 minutes of every hour, people can get up, they can answer a text, make a phone call, go to the bathroom, stretch, walk around the department, and that little regroup, I think, would do so much for your energy, for your health, for your work ethic. You know, but we don't. We just hammer through. We work, and then you get your 15-minute break or 10-minute break or whatever, and then you get your lunch, and it's not enough. Even on lunch, I don't take a lunch hour. I just don't. I just work straight through because it's more stressful trying to take off that lunch. Yeah, every now and then I scarf down some food. I understand that's not healthy, but I got too much to do. I mean, you know, patients don't wait. Yeah, there's some doctor's offices there that have lunch hours. My patients never tolerated that. I live in Vegas. You know, they expect that if they need something, they can get it. Okay, we're a 24-hour town. So we have staff shift their lunches, and, you know, the phones are always on. It's just something we have to do. There's always issues. You know, I had a patient, a pretty, you know, severe patient. You know, a doctor's office was closed, you know, and patients like, and I'm like, you know what, I don't want you to wait, you're going to the ER. And I know, you know, that's kind of weak, really, you know, because the doctor's office was closed for lunch. I wanted to talk to the doctor and see if he could see them right away. Couldn't get a hold of the doctor. Patient was having some issues, swelling. I'm like, you know what, I got to send you to the ER. I don't think this is going to be controlled. And who knows if I'm even going to get the doctor once they open back up on lunch, after lunch. And so at that point, I didn't want to delay another 40 minutes. And I'm glad I did send them to the hospital because then they got steroids, et cetera. So that's kind of something that I think we all need to work on. How to do our workday better. I'm not telling you to work less. But make sure that if you are putting in those hours, you're still getting downtime. It's really important. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we've been watching this drought that's been going on in California, and I think in lots of places of the country. It seems to me that we have a little bit of a shift where we have more of a drought on the west side of the country, and then the east side we're seeing a little bit more of, I don't know, heavy storms and flooding and things like that. I mean, I don't know. I'm really kind of confused as to what's been going on. It seems to me that when you kind of, you know, fly over the Southwest, it just really looks drier than dry. Well, apparently Los Angeles had a plan, I guess, to avoid evaporation or to decrease some evaporation by making these quote-unquote shade balls. So what they did is they covered a reservoir under 96 million shade balls. And And it was, I guess, 34.5 million worth of these. They were black. These little black balls. I guess Mayor Eric Garcetti and the Department of Water officials dumped these, I guess, was it last week, into the city's 175-acre Van Norman Complex Reservoir in the Sylmar section. Garcetti said the balls would create a surface layer that would block 300 million gallons from evaporating while the state is going through a crippling drought. And they said this would save taxpayers $250 million. So invest $34.5 million, hopefully save $250 million. Yet experts had disagreed on the color of the plastic balls. So they were saying, well, wait a second here. Is black the best color? Why not white? You know, if black absorbs heat, why not white? Others say a chrome color would have been optimal. But most experts agreed that the worst, it's in fact they say all experts agreed that the worst color for the job was the one that LA chose. Black spheres, they say resting in the hot sun, will form a thermal blanket speeding evaporation as well as providing a huge amount of new surface area for the hot water to breed bacteria. According to Matt McLeod, founder of the California Biotech and Modern Moon Farms, they said disaster is going to be a bacterial nightmare. They said any color covering would help stop wind-driven evaporation, according to principal hydrologist Robert Shibatani. He said, but when it comes to the hot summer sun, color is everything. Ideally, you would want a chrome surface. The worst would be a matte black, and which has a reflective a reflectivity close to zero. Yeah, I was shocked by that too. Like asphalt. Asphalt is very, 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 very hot. And that's why a lot of sidewalks are as light as they can be. You know, because then they will have less heat, hopefully reflected. Biologist Nathan Krakula chimed in, a professor of health science at Bryan and Stratton College in Milwaukee, said black balls will absorb heat, transfer to the water, and cause evaporation. He agreed with McLeod that the heat will prove hospitable also to bacteria. Bacteria required a few things to grow, a dark, warm, moist environment, and the balls will allow that. They say what works in backyard fish ponds does not always transfer to large-scale systems such as this. Keeping the balls clean when covering the bacteria and mold and slime, a monumental task. I had no idea they were doing this. Covering a reservoir with plastic balls. I didn't know they were doing this, all right? So, I guess, let me see. It was, okay. All right, and then according to, sorry about that, I'm having some pop-up issues, so I'm waiting for it to come back on. Okay, Dennis Santiago is a risk analysis for Total Bank Solutions based out of Torrance. And they said the real goal for this was to avoid steep Environmental Protection Agency fines. They said the federal agency's long-term 2 enhancement surface water treatment rule, announced back in 06, requires public and private water utilities to spend billions of dollars to cover open-air reservoirs that hold treated water to prevent contamination. So officials in several districts around the nation have been kind of, you know, struggling with this EPA mandate, and I guess lawmakers are fighting to block a $1.6 billion concrete cover that the EPA ordered them to build over Yonkers Reservoir. So they go, it's not really about the evaporation. It's basically, they say, it's to stay in compliance with an EPA requirement. Now, while they're going back and forth, you and I are like, okay, I mean, does man have the ability, okay, in all its power to fight nature? I think there are things we could do to help slow down evaporation. I think that would make sense. Like, you know how people cover pools? So I'm sure finding certain covers, I don't know how they would handle the bacteria problem. Anytime you have stasis or moist and heat, etc. I mean, I think you would even get bacteria on the light sphere ball, so I don't think that's that as much of a deal. But if you're going to increase, trying to comply with the EPA, and you're going to increase evaporation, I think that's stupid. But, you know, it just kind of goes to show you that the more laws that are made, sometimes the worse things get. And if that's what's happening, where, you know, cities are so afraid of the fines or the levies that the government is imposing that they're going to do halfway stuff, okay, just to kind of, you know, pass. That's exactly what we don't want. You know, one big issue I had with Obamacare is employers are being fined for not having health insurance for their employees. And I can't tell you how many of my patients had phenomenal insurance years ago, and now they have like a bare basic crappiest plan possible because, again, the government got involved, so employers are like, look, I'm going to do, you know, because it's so expensive, what I have to just to qualify. All right? That's not what we want. We want people to go above and beyond. We want to incentivize people to do really well, just like in school, okay? We don't want kids in school to just bare bottom pass. You know, do what they have to just get the grades they need to pass and move on with their life. We want to incentivize people to go above and beyond, which is another reason why the Steelers player had taken his kids' trophies back, because his kids got trophies for being participants and they didn't win. He doesn't want his kids to learn that you get an award for, you know, not winning. Okay, you know, he wants them driven. He wants them pushed. And I think that's what we need to do. If that's what happened, if this was half-assed because they were trying to avoid an EPA fine, we just wasted money, we just wasted time, and we just wasted a lot of water, right, for nothing. And I don't know what the answer is, but I would really like to see the government start switching gears and incentivize. The better the plan you have for your employees for health care, the more tax credits we're going to give you. The better grades you do in high school, the better you do in high school, okay, the more breaks you're going to get or credits taken off your college. One of the things that I think is absolutely brilliant is the AP classes that get offered. Yeah, it's expensive. Okay, and I hear the tests are expensive, but you do that well in high school. In those AP courses, we're going to give you college credits. You don't have to take those classes in college. That's brilliant. Now, unfortunately, only the scholarly types can, you know, end up taking the classes, which is kind of a shame because somebody that has to work, you know, while going to school won't be able to make the grades, and you know, I get that. But, you know, I like the incentive idea out there. I think that's great. Okay? You know, we're just not going to hand you free college credits, okay? You have to earn them. But offering ways to earn things is, I think, exactly what we need to do when it comes to school. You know, I mean, I'm looking at college right now with the kids, and you know, are there, you know, will my kid qualify for any scholarships? I don't know. You know, but the idea that you can better your situation, okay, and you can better other situation and there'll be rewards is exactly what we need to teach our kids and what we need to teach society. And it's just not working out that way. It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. There's a smart drug. It's being called the smart drugs. Modafinil, which some of us know as Provigil. Apparently, they say it works for some people, improving their performance in school, complex task decision-making. It's approved by the FDA to treat people with sleep disorders like narcolepsy. But a lot of people have been using Provigil, all right, more for attention deficit or more for enhancement of their abilities. And I guess it's been around for a while. And they looked at data and they looked at study and they found that people did better on cognition tests and better in employment on this medication. Now, I'm not saying people need to go on this medication. It's one of the same things like we talked about with ADD medications. Many of them will allow you to do better in work or school. But we're starting to see more people take this, and now they're saying it could be an unfair advantage. We're going to be right back and talk about this. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we are all expected to produce, and a lot of times we are finding we're not up to par. And when we don't feel up to par, we've been going to the pharmaceuticals. And I've noticed more and more of you have done that. A lot of newly diagnosed attention deficit in adults, and probably appropriately so, okay? You know, I mean, many of us have become more and more attention deficit, or we realize we have been attention deficit, and now we want to get treatment. So it does make a lot of sense that, you know, we start to diagnose that more. But unfortunately, what we're seeing is, you know, people, I guess, using it that may not need to, but using it as a performance enhancer. And so as this provincial starts to become more and more popular, this modafinil. And I think it's still expensive. I don't even know if it's generic on the market yet. Now we start to see concerns that people using it to study for exams or for work may be unfortunately giving them a step up and considered even cheating. The drug, I guess, affects the higher brain functions that rely on contribution from multiple simple cognitive processes, and the findings are raising ethical concerns about using this if students have an unfair advantage in preparing for or taking tests. The researchers wrote this in a review published online Thursday, August 20th, in the journal Neuropsychopharmacology. Past studies showed mixed results for the effects on healthy, non-sleep-deprived people. However, for this new paper, they looked at 24 studies of healthy people that were published from 1990 to 2014. They're looking at 700 participants total, looking at their flexibility, their decision-making, their learning, their memory, their creativity. And it improved only certain features of cognition. So, or what researchers call executive function, the ability to sift through new information, make plans based on it. All right. It also helped a little bit with attention, helped with learning, remembering, etc. The drug, however, did not consistently help participants on simple tests of attention. So it's really not an ADD medication substitute. However, they did find that it may make them, quote unquote, a little smarter. 70% of studies that looked at mood and side effects found instances of insomnia, headaches, stomach ache, nausea, but that was also reported in the placebo groups. So, you know, not really a lot of side effects, but, you know, I've had patients where they were thinking about going on Ritalin or going on Adderall or Concerta because they are struggling at work and they don't want to lose their job. And I go, you know, look, I don't think you have attention deficit. And, you know, if so, I would rather you be properly evaluated for it. You know, if you're going to start committing to using one of those medications, but, you know, you're having fatigue. Maybe you're having, you know, narcolepsy. Maybe there's some issues that you're having. Maybe we could try a little Provigil in the meantime. And they've loved it. Okay. I just don't write it long term because people looks like can't afford it. And so even though many people find that it works, it's a lot cheaper to go on Ritalin. And so it's a trend that I'm seeing, and it's a trend that, you know, employers may see, et cetera. But, you know, what do you do if you feel like you can't function like others? I told you guys this. I was watching a, must have been an old replay of Ellen. I was getting my nails done, so Ellen was in the background. Usually I work during the time that Ellen is on. And I guess she was interviewing Kevin Costner. And Kevin Costner had said, I guess she asked Kevin Costner, you know, before he made it big, apparently one of his first roles was in the movie Night Shift with Michael Keaton and Henry Winkler. And, you know, she said, you know, while you were, you know, in acting and while you were, well, you were, you know, just starting out, you know, how did your parents, you know, what did your parents think about you taking a career in acting? And he said, you know, the advice he remembers from his father was he was told, don't let anybody outwork you. Don't let another man outwork you. And I don't know if I'm quoting him correctly, but basically, all right, you know, if you're doing a job, you make sure you do, you know, the best job possible and don't let somebody else, you know, look like they're doing more of a job than you are. Which makes a heck of a lot of sense, and I think some real damn good advice, okay? You may not get all the results you want, okay, and you know, in the eyes of your boss, okay? We've had some employees like that, too. They may not seem to get the results that other employees do. However, when you look at their work ethic, and you look at them try, and you see where their strengths lie, all right, you keep them. Okay, you know, it's not just always about the best employee. You're not always going to have, you're always going to have some people that do better, you know, at one thing than another, etc. All of us. Okay, I am never going to win a beauty pageant, ever. All right, but I may be able to do some other things that other people can't, which I'm still trying to figure out. All right, another thing that came up in work-related news is they say workplace rudeness spreads like a virus. All right. They say, don't just worry about catching a cold in the office. You may need to be concerned about catching their rudeness, especially if you have a mean, coworker. This is according to research from the Journal of Applied Psychology. Researchers at the University of Florida tracked 90 graduate business school students practicing negotiation techniques with classmates, and each person practicing with multiple partners over 7 weeks. In the end, they found that those who rated their partner as rude were far more likely to be judged as rude themselves. Okay? Apparently, there is a contagious effect based on automatic cognitive mechanism, which is means you're, it happens somewhere in the subconscious part of your brain. You don't realize it's happening, but you do. Okay? They say anything from simple insults to ignoring a coworker to purposely, quote, including someone or withholding information, creates a toxic environment. So, experiences with rudeness leave a much bigger impression on us than you might think. When someone is rude to you, the experience creates a bias towards future experiences. Now, what is important with, you know, on how this relates to you is you need to be careful who you're teaming up with or who you choose to team up with. I realize that. There are some people in even the radio business who, they're very negative. And whenever you, you know, go out for lunch with them or whatever, it's all like griping and complaining. Or they're cynics. And they take the cynical attitude. Very, very good when it comes to comedy. You know, being able to look at something and make fun of it. So, and I have a lot of comedian-type friends. But on the flip side, I notice every time I'm around him, I start doing that too. Where I will, I don't not make fun of somebody being mean, but I will find the negative of something and make a joke about it. Well, I mean, you know, it's very contagious. And so when you have a work project or a school project, et cetera, and I tell my kids this, don't pick the biggest witch or the biggest bully to do the project with, okay? You know, pick somebody that's positive. People like positivity. And people will also gravitate towards positivity. Do not let them... Okay? Do not let them construe your positivity, though, however, as weakness. I think what happens is in a lot of workplace environments, the nice people are the ones that get crapped on a lot. So they're the ones that have to work the extra shift. They're the ones that have to pick up the extra work. And, you know, I was the nice guy, and when I got dumped a lot of extra side work waiting tables, I had to realize that I had to step it up, and I had to start alpha maling, right, within the workforce. And I think that's what ends up happening. So if people don't want to have to be the one to clean out the kitchen, you know, or clean out the employee refrigerator or whatever, the more grumpy, the more rude. Same thing with managers. If the managers want to hand somebody some work to do, they're not going to do it to someone who's going to be snarky or someone who's going to growl. They're going to give it to the nice person going, oh, of course, I'll handle it. So I think as a defensive mechanism, we just all start getting mean and rude. It can't happen. Can't happen. All right. I don't let that happen in my office. No way. So watch the rudeness, all right? And if somebody is being rude, go, nice try. And that's what I would do. I would tell the manager, the person who's the most mean gets the extra work, okay? This way you promote niceness in the office. Not a bad competition. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate it. All right, Jared Fogle, ex-Subway pitchman, has, I guess, pleaded guilty to allegations that he paid for sex with girls as young as 16 and received child pornography. According to federal prosecutors, they said longtime Subway pitchman Jared Fogle capitalized on his business trips to New York City. This was on his business trips to arrange sexual encounters with minors in luxury hotels. He's from Indiana. It also linked him with acceptance of child pornography from a close associate who I believe was arrested earlier this year. The case has already destroyed his career, and I guess it may send him to prison for more than a decade. Prosecutors allege that Jared Fogle knew the pornography he received had been secretly produced by the former director of his charitable foundation, which sought to raise awareness about childhood obesity, and arranged for Fogle to visit schools and urge children to adopt healthy eating and exercise habits. See, this blows my mind. Jared Fogle had, he was living the dream. Okay, he lost weight. He got to be a spokesman for Subway, made millions upon millions of dollars, was able to do good, help kids, really change this world. And he's got to be a criminal and a sick one at that, allegedly. I mean, why do people do that? You get to live the dream. It really blows my mind that it's not enough for people. Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen DeBroda said Fogle used his trips to New York on behalf of both Subway and his Jared Foundation to seek out child prostitutes for sex. They say, quote, "We're dealing with a celebrity who had the access, power, and resources to do anything he wanted to in the world, but he chose to utilize that to cajole, convince, and even take advantage of children," according to Indianapolis Police Chief Rick Height. His department helped analyze the evidence seized July 7th from Fogle's suburban Indianapolis home. And no event was he using the foundation to get the child prostitutes. The court document detailed the charges against Fogle states that he paid for sex at New York hotels with two girls under age 18, one of them was 17. The plea agreement refers to the two as being 16 and says that one of them also had sex with Fogle after she turned 17. They could not explain the discrepancy between the two documents. I guess Fogle offered to pay adult prostitutes a finder's fee if they could connect them with minors for sex acts, some as young as 14 or 15. Apparently, he is going to pay $1.4 million in restitution to 14 minor victims. It's an agreement released by prosecutors. Each will receive $100,000. He will also be required to register as a sex offender and undergo treatment for sexual disorders. The government agreed not to seek a sentence of more than 12 and a half years in prison, and Fogle agreed not to ask for less than 5 years. Federal judges, I guess, have a lot of room to decide. Child porn charge carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. The count involving sex with a minor is punishable for up to 30 years. He's 37 years old. His wife filed for divorce on Wednesday. He became Subway's pitchman when he lost 200 pounds as a college student, in part that he claimed by eating the chain sandwiches. He used to get now free Subway for life. Not sure if that's happening. And Subway, because of using Jared as a frontman, obviously before all this happened, was able to triple their number of locations, becoming one of the largest chains ever. And people thought that they would lose weight eating Subway. Healthier source. I'm a big fan of Subway sandwiches. They're good. They're delicious. So unfortunately, that was the case. And it just, why? Why does that even entice or excite somebody? You know, anybody that would want to have sex with a child is not all there. They definitely have lots of screws loose. A former NFL quarterback, Eric Kramer, survived an apparent suicide attempt Tuesday when he shot himself at a California motel. He played for four different NFL teams during a 10-year career and was found by Los Angeles County Sheriff deputies at a Calabasas motel. Kramer's injury was described as not life-threatening by police. His ex-wife told Kramer's sister that the injury was more serious than I guess the cops were letting on. Marshawn said she believes the suicide attempt was a result of the brain damage from his time playing football. He's a very amazing man, a beautiful soul, but he has suffered depression since he was with the Bears. I can promise you he is not the same man I married. He has two sons, one of who died in 2011 from a heroin overdose. The other son, Dylan, is 17 years old. So can the brain trauma experienced by NFL players put them at risk for suicide? Absolutely. All right? There's been a series of high-profile suicides, and we should never underestimate the degree of injury a concussion causes. You know, I have a son that's playing, currently he's JV football right now, and maybe playing varsity for one of the top-ranked high schools, and it's very, very frightening to think what could happen. Kramer was 50 years old at the time, or is 50 years old at the time. He played for the Falcons in 87, the Lions between 91 and 93, the Bears between 94 and 98, and the Chargers in 1999. So I'm not sure where the bullet hit. I'm sure we'll be getting more information as that comes. All right. Los Angeles Area Hospital said Wednesday that some of its patients contracted an antibiotic-resistant superbug that had been linked to a type of medical scope that has already been in the news and has infected dozens of people around the country. Huntington Memorial Hospital said in a statement that it notified public health authorities after several patients who had procedures using Olympics Corp duodenoscopes were found to have the resistant Pseudomonas bacteria. The hospital said it has quarantined the scopes while it investigates whether they may be linked to the infections. A statement made no mention of the total number of infected patients or their current conditions. But the LA Times said the problem was discovered in June, and three patient infections have been reported to health officials. Drug-resistant bacterial infections around the country have been linked to the contamination of these reusable scopes, these endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreatography. These are fiber optic scopes, very expensive scopes that are not disposable. They're placed down a patient's throat and used to diagnose and treat gallstones, blockages, and cancers of the digestive tract. They're also very difficult to clean because they're very tiny. Little tiny tubes. The patients who experienced bacterial growth were very ill before they underwent the scope procedure. The risk of the procedure was explained to each patient and family. A dozen infections were reported earlier this year at Cedars-Sinai and UCLA's Ronald Reagan Medical Centers. You know, one thing that I'd never understood when I was doing endoscopy and I was learning endoscopy is you could sterilize like crazy. But as you put it in the mouth, and as it goes down the esophagus, and as it goes, you know, into the stomach lining, etc., you're going to be capturing bacteria as you go. And as you go, you could be then transferring it. You know, there's no way to sterilize the mouth. Okay? I mean, you know, you can't just sit there and pour iodine and ask them to gargle. It's not going to be good enough, and it's not going to work. And so I always wondered how, you know, that worked out. I mean, colonoscopies, we don't really see infection. There's always a risk because you're putting, again, a scope up in there. But again, the colon is not sterile. The colon has trillions upon trillions and zillions of bacteria. So I always wondered how we are avoiding infection all this time when we're inserting a scope aseptically. You know, or septically, I guess. I mean, we're trying our hardest and we're cleaning and we're sterilizing. But I wondered, you know, why we didn't have more cases. And so, I mean, unfortunately, this is no shock to me. It's a shame because people are getting sick. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hang me down,
take me down to the little white church.
Hang me down,
take me down.
You gotta hang me down,
take me down,
take me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit retail.